It's a little before 1 p.m. when we arrive at the Comera Library. Sada drops me off in front, but he doesn't get out himself. The engine's still running, and he's going right back to Kochi. "Thanks," I say. "Hope we can see each other soon," he says. He sticks his hand out the window, gives a brief wave, then squeals away on his thick tires. Heading back to catch some big waves, to his own world, his own issues. I put on my backpack and pass through the gate. I catch a whiff of the freshly mown lawn in the garden. It feels as if I've been away for months, but it's only been 4 days. Oshima's at the counter, wearing a tie, something I've never seen before. A white button-down shirt and a mustard yellow and green striped tie. He's rolled the sleeves up to his elbows and doesn't have a jacket on. In front of him, predictably, there's a coffee cup and 2 neatly sharpened pencils. "Hey," he greets me, adding his usual smile. "Hi," I say back. "I guess you caught a ride with my brother." "That's right." "Bet he didn't talk much," Oshima says. "Actually, we did talk a little." "You're lucky. Depending on who he's with, sometimes he won't say a word." "Did something happen here?" I ask. "He told me there was something urgent." Oshima nods. "There are a couple of things you need to know about. First of all, Miss Sayaki passed away. She had a heart attack. I found her collapsed face down on her desk upstairs on Tuesday afternoon. It happened all of a sudden, and it doesn't seem like she suffered." I set my pack on the floor and sit in a chair. "Tuesday afternoon?" I ask. "Today's Friday, right?" "Yes, that's right. She died after the regular Tuesday tour. I probably should have got in touch with you sooner, but I couldn't think straight." Sunk back in the chair, I find I can't move. The two of us sit there in silence for a long time. I can see the stairs leading to the first floor, the well-polished black banister, the stained glass on the landing. Those stairs always held a special significance for me, because they led to her, to Miss Sayaki. But now they're just empty stairs, with no meaning at all. She's no longer there. "As I mentioned before, I think this was predestined," Oshima says. "I knew it, and so did she. Though when it happens, of course, it's pretty hard to take." When he pauses, I feel as though I should say something, but the words won't come. "According to her wishes, there won't be a funeral," Oshima continues. "She was quietly cremated. She left a will in a drawer in her desk upstairs. She left her whole estate to the foundation that runs the library. She left me her Mont Blanc pen as a keepsake, and a painting for you, the one of the boy on the shore. You'll take it, won't you?" I nod. "It's all wrapped up over there, ready to go." "Thanks," I say, finally able to speak. "Tell me something, Kafka Tamara," Oshima says. He picks up a pencil and gives it his usual twirl. "Do you mind if I ask you a question?" I nod. "I didn't need to tell you that she died, did I? You already knew." Again, I nod. "I think I did." "I thought so," Oshima says, and draws a deep breath. "Would you like some water or something? To tell you the truth, you look as parched as a desert." "Thanks, I could use some. I am pretty thirsty, but hadn't realized it until he mentioned it." I down the iced water he brings me in a single gulp, so fast my head starts to ache. I put the empty glass back on the table. "More?" I shake my head.